District 59 is guaranteed to have new representation in the State House after several years. What actions would you specifically like to see that would improve the lives of those that live and work in the district?
When I first decided to run, one of the biggest reasons that I decided to run was looking at what was happening with the opioid crisis. I think that there was a lot of inactivity from our former governor, who's now our vice president. I think that there were a lot of people who stigmatized perhaps the opioid crisis. I think that it's something that reaches into all parts of our community, and it's going to affect everyone in one way or the other. That was really why I decided to run. I felt like it was an issue that wasn't being paid attention to. I also would like to see, we have a very low unemployment rate. However, we need to retain some of our talent that leaves this area. I would also like to see some wage equality for women. I am a woman candidate. I would like to see some affordable housing be addressed. I know that I'm not even talking about a lower socioeconomic situation. I know that we have people who come in here who kind of struggle to find some affordable housing. I think we're a wonderful district. I think we're a wonderful area. Once again, I love this area. However, there are some improvements that can happen.